This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States said it would be unacceptable if China were to position itself as a peacemaker in the war in Ukraine by promoting a ceasefire. This, according to White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, speaking to Fox News Sunday.
There's no question that both China and Russia, and this is right out in the national security strategy, are two countries that are chafing against this international rules-based order that the United States and so many of our allies and partners have built up.
That's John Kirby speaking on Fox News Sunday. Kirby's remarks came a day before Chinese President Xi Jinping meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. He's due there later Monday. The United States and its Western allies are deeply skeptical of China's motives, noting Beijing has refused to condemn Russia and provided it with an economic lifeline as other countries heap sanctions on Moscow over the war in Ukraine. While Beijing has called for calm since the outset, it has largely reflected Moscow's position that NATO threatened Russia with its eastern expansion, and Ukraine's Western allies had fanned the flames of war by supplying Ukraine with tanks and missiles. North Korean state media reported Monday that leader Kim Jong-un led 2 days of military drills simulating a nuclear counterattack over the weekend. State media KCNA reported that the drills included the firing of a ballistic missile carrying a mock nuclear warhead. The drills were the fourth show of force from Pyongyang in a week. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff said Sunday that the short-range ballistic missile fired by Pyongyang flew 800 kilometers before landing in the East Sea, also known as the Sea of Japan. Tokyo has also condemned the launch, as did the U.S. military's Indo-Pacific Command. North Korea's drills took place as South Korea and the United States staged their own military maneuvers. 11 joint days of drills. It was their largest set of exercises in 5 years. VOA News. A global financial disaster may have been averted with the news that banking giant UBS is buying Credit Suisse for $3.2 billion. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
With two U.S. banks failing and concerns over Credit Suisse on the verge, the president of Switzerland announces an emergency deal for UBS to buy up its troubled rival.
We are committed to making this deal a great success.
UBS CEO Colm Kelleher.
This is absolutely essential to the financial structure of Switzerland and, at the risk of being somewhat global, I think to global finance.
In the U.S., members of Congress are looking for ways to shore up the banking industry. Senator Elizabeth Warren on NBC's Meet the Press says the guardrails have been repeatedly weakened. She says bank executives took advantage of that.
Loaded up on risk that boosted their short-term profits. They gave themselves huge bonuses and salaries and exploded their banks.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Senator Warren, speaking on ABC, also spoke out on Sunday over the possibility that former U.S. President Donald Trump may be charged for allegedly covering up hush money payments to a porn star during his 2016 campaign. Trump, whose supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021, said in a social media post that he expects to be arrested on Tuesday. He did not discuss possible charges in his post and he gave no evidence for it. Asked if she was concerned about potential violence after Trump called on his supporters to protest. Senator Warren told ABC this is another case of Donald Trump advancing the interest of Donald Trump.
Protests are just, there's no reason to protest this. This is the law operating as it should, without fear or favor for anyone.
Tourists hoping to see world-famous waterfalls on an Indian reservation in northern Arizona instead went through evacuations. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The official Havasupai Tribe Tourism Facebook page reported Friday flooding had washed away a bridge to the campground. Tourists were mostly evacuated, some rescued by helicopter. By Saturday, flood waters were starting to recede and visitors were allowed to hike with the help of tribal guides to navigate them around creeks on a back trail to get to the campground. From Supai to Sedona, several areas of northern Arizona have been slammed this week by storms, the resulting snow and snowmelt at higher elevations wreaking havoc on highways, access roads, and even city streets. I'm Julie Walker.
Two Red Cross employees kidnapped in early March in northern Mali were released on Sunday evening. That's according to the organization's Mali branch announcing on Twitter. Marissa Melton, VOA News.